Started at Terraway, Manchester, Tess Zion, Edel Tovshnein Ches, Reb Zev Davis.
Good morning, Rabbeisai. I'd like to start with a little story I heard once. They say that in Vilna, the Chofetz Chaim came to learn Als Bocha. He was a Yosser, Min Ha'ov, and he learned by himself in the Beis HaMedrash there. And they say that unfortunately at that time there was a very influential and persuasive maskil who gave himself the name Odom HaKohen. He started a trefa school, and he was very charismatic, and he would try to be makariv to him anybody he could. And he happened to see the Chofetz Chaim, who was a teenage boy learning in the Beis HaMedrash with great Hasmoda by himself, and he started conversing with him. The Chofetz Chaim didn't know who he was, what he was. He seemed a very nice man, and he became a little bit friendly. There was a water carrier, we don't even know his name, and he saw what was happening, and he knew who this man was. And he ran up to the Chofetz Chaim, Yisroel Meir, he said, Yisroel Meir, run away from here. Get far away from that man. It's no good. Kachava, he ran away. We don't know who the water carrier was, but L'chaira, he saved for us the Chofetz Chaim. Imagine, Cholila V'chas, this Odom HaKohen had been Matzliach to Cholila V'chas affect badly this Bocher, how different the world would have looked. Baruch Hashem, we had the Hatzolah, that this anonymous water carrier saved it. We don't even know who he was. Why did I think of that? Because a number of months ago, forget exactly how long, I found a small pile of discs, looked like CDs, in a Beis HaMedrash here. Free for all, please take one. I have no idea who left them there. I still don't know. I still would like to find out, and I'll tell you why. Because I thought it looked interesting. Shiurim from a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. Sfardish Rav called Rav Yigal Cohen. He has his own Beis HaMedrash, which he built up himself. He calls it Yabia Omer in Bnei Brak. And I picked up this disc. Well, the first moiface, to me anyway, with my simple mind, was there were 25 Shiurim, all of them an hour or more long, on one disc. Anyway, I don't have time to listen to Shiurim very much, but I stuck it in my car. A few minutes here, a few minutes there. You quickly get through quite a lot. Listening to this Rav Yigal Cohen, I believe has changed my life in a very positive way. And I would like to share with you, Be'ezras Hashem, a little bit of what I've heard from him. As best I can, I'm just a tzinner to give over what I've heard from him and what I add to it myself as well. Lefi Havonosi. I'm just a mouthpiece to try and give over these ideas. So I don't even know who to thank for bringing those discs to the Beis HaMedrash. If anybody would know, anybody could find out, I'd be very pleased to thank the person. I've never met this Rav Yigal Cohen either, but at least I've heard him, heard a lot of him. And you know, when you have something good to listen to, it changes your whole perspective on life. If you're in a traffic jam, it's a machaya. You've got more time to hear what's going on. Normally in a traffic jam, you get excited, aggravated, getting late. Punkt verkehrt, it's machaya. The longer it takes, the better it is. It changes your perspective on life. But that's just one little snippet of how your perspective can change. He starts off with a very well-known Gemara. Gemara is in Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches. And the Gemara says, Hanelovim ve'enom oyovim. It's a very well-known Gemara, but most people, when they quote it, they miss out a very important part, as I'll explain. Gemara says, Hanelovim ve'enom oyovim. Person who is ne'elov, it means he's embarrassed, hurt, shamed by somebody else. Ve'enom oyovim, but he doesn't give back. Shomim cherposon, he hears his cherpo, his reproach, rebuke, whatever, his shaming. Ve'enom meshivim, and again, it sounds like it means he doesn't give back. The bit which many people miss out when they quote it is the next few words, which are the key. Oisim me'ahavo, usumeichim be'yisurim. They serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ahavo, and they're happy with suffering. Aleim akosu v'oime, regarding them, the posuk says, v'oyavov ketzeis Hashemesh b'gvurosoi. Those who love Hashem, and those who Hashem loves, are powerful like the sun when it comes out. Rav Yigal Cohen explains this Gemara is talking about three levels of how a person might respond to a very unpleasant situation, such as ne'elovim. Been hurt by somebody else, but to adin, any difficult situation in life, whether somebody else was involved, or whether it was what one might be termed as an act of God, something happened, a branch fell on his car and dented it, for example, nobody else involved. Okay, so whether it's through somebody else or not through somebody else, no difference. He explains like this. The first level is ne'elovim. Person was ne'elov, means genuinely felt very hurt and upset. And why not? The other person laid into him good and proper. And it was no reason for it, no justification, even if there was. It was very nasty. A person feels genuinely hurt and ready to hit back, but einam ovim. He holds himself back. What we would call in English, gevura. Gevura means he holds himself back. That's the first madrega, and that's a good madrega, but that's only the first madrega. The second madrega, which is above that, is shomim cherposon ve'eno meshivim. Person hears the cherpo. He hears how the other person has said nasty things, but eno meshivim means he doesn't take it to heart. He lets it go, says, never mind, I'm not bothered. That's how it's meant to be. I'm not going to be upset by it. And that's a higher madrega. He doesn't even take it to heart. But what's the highest madrega? Is oisim me'avo usumechim b'yesurim. In simple English, it means the person suffers this thing, and how do they respond? Thank you, Hashem. They thank Hashem for what's happened, however unpleasant it was. So we need to understand what does it mean when a person says thank you, Hashem. And very quickly, just almost derech agav, point out, we're not talking about where a person deliberately brought misfortune on himself. For example, he decided to close his eyes and walk out with closed eyes onto the middle of a busy main road. We're not talking about silly things like that. And we are also not referring to the chiyuv hishtadlus, which is a completely separate inyan, which is absolute must. A person has to do everything they can to improve the situation or to get out of a bad situation. What we're talking about, how do we respond and feel when something unpleasant happens to us? And the answer is, the ideal best way is to say, thank you, Hashem. So let's try and understand. Person suffers something very unpleasant, and he says, thank you, Hashem. So a lot of people would say, is he mad? Thank you, Hashem, because something happened to his car. His car got dented. Someone was nasty to him. He says, thank you, Hashem. So if we try to analyze why it's the correct thing, we'll understand the person's not mad at all. The person actually is more sane than anybody else. So the first, there are two klolim which are very important, which will help us to actually understand this very simply. The first klal is what we know as hashgocha protis. Hashgocha protis means, for our purposes, there's no chance event ever that happens to any person ever. Everything is directed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a Gemara in Chulin which makes the point very clearly. V'omer Rabbi Chanino estav zayin on mabes in Chulin. V'omer Rabbi Chanino ein adam nokef etzboi milmato elo im kein machiz nolov milmalo. No person knocks his etzba, his finger. Rabbeinu Gershman says it means he stubs his toe. Any so-called chance happening, nothing happens by chance unless it's decreed milmalo, from above. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Me Hashem mitzade gover, from Hashem are the steps of a person. Va'odo mayovin darko. What does a person understand about his way? What a beautiful Pasuk. It highlights, what do we understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways? HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs us, even if we do a silly thing like we stub our toe, it wasn't our silly thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed it, min hashamayim, that should happen, and kol shekein, any other so-called larger event which happens. It's all from Hashem, we don't understand. How does that fit with Bechira? Excellent question, thank you very much for bringing out this point. It fits perfectly with Bechira. We have the freedom of choice in one area and one area only. That is to do good or not to do good. That is where Bechira occurs. Everything else in our life is directed min hashamayim. Our choice is to be good or otherwise, cholila v'chas. That's Bechira. Thank you for bringing that out. So, this is the first yesod. It's called Hashgacha Protis. So, I think we're all We're all in tune with that. This Olam here all understands. We don't need to explain that anymore. But perhaps it's just worth mentioning in passing. It's the first of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam. Ani Mamim Be'emun Shleimo. She'boi Yisbar Shmoi. Hu Boirei U'manig L'chol Habruim. V'hu L'vado Oso V'oise V'yase L'chol Amasim. We say it very clearly. That we believe with Be'emun Shleimo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs every single event which happens to every single one of us at all times. There are no exceptions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes, chas v'sholem. Everything is perfectly orchestrated by Hashem. That's the first yesod. The second yesod is, let's understand something about Hashem and his feelings towards us. And the feelings of Hashem towards us is an incredible ahava. We mention it in davening a number of times, in Birchas Kriya Shema, just before the Shema, in Shachris and in Mariv. Sometimes we say Avas Olam, sometimes we say Avo Rabo. The Maharal explains these are two different facets of Hashem's incredible love for us. First of all, it's an Avo Rabo. It's an overwhelming love which we can never truly grasp and understand. And second of all, it's Avas Olam. It's forever. It's never going to disappear, never diminish. There's various psukim in Nach. I'm sure you all know them. HaKadosh Baruch has an incredible, overwhelming love for us. Now, if we take these two basic yesodos, which we're all familiar with, no chidushim, all familiar with this. The first is Hashkocha Protis. The second is Hashem's overwhelming love for every single person. Then the outcome of combining those is that whatever happens to me, any time, any day of my life, and to everybody else, is a result of Hashem's direct intervention and His love for us. If it's as a result of Hashem's overwhelming love for us, then there's only one possible conclusion. It must be for our good. Whether we see it or not, that's our problem. But we have a simple understanding that when a person says, thank you Hashem for a so-called bad event, no, he's not mad. He's absolutely 100%, 110% sane, because he understands it's from Hashem, who loves me incredibly, and it's for my good. And therefore, the correct response to anything in life, whether it appears to be good or otherwise, is to say, thank you, Hashem. So, I've shared this idea with quite a lot of people, and one of the questions people say, one of the comments people say, is, well, that's a very high madrega, isn't it? Very high madrega. Yeah, I understand, but it's high madrega, you know, not so easy. In response to that, I would say, first of all, we've just explained why it's actually very poshut in Svara, because of Yesodus in Hashkocha, Hashkofa, that we all know, Hashkocha Protis, and Hashem loves us. We all know that. We just perhaps didn't apply it in practice, didn't see how it actually applies in practice in our life. But once we put it into practice, it's not a high madrega anymore. It's something that's actually Devorim Pshutim. And if a person is still bothered and says, yes, but it's so difficult, so my next point is, Rabbeisai, I've got news for you. The Torah is mechayev every single one of us to do exactly that. Do you know where the Torah says it? I'm sure you do, because we say it twice a day minimum in the Shema. We say, V'ahavtu es Hashem Elokecho, v'chol levovcho, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol ma'idecho. The Mishnah in Brochus quotes this posuk. The Mishnah, actually, the context of the Mishnah is quite amazing. The Mishnah says, as you know, just like there's a brocha for so-called good things, hatov vametiv, k'shem shemorach natov, kach mevorach nalara, there's a brocha of what we call bad things, bruch da'an ha'emes. The Gemara explains, Mephoshim explain, the Mishnah says, just like you mevorach ala tov, you mevorach alara, means with the same degree of simcha that a person is mevorach Hashem for tov, he should be mevorach al hara. Alright, this sounds quite difficult. We'll deal with it shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. But the important point here is the Torah obliges us to do this, and then the Tana brings this posuk that we just mentioned from the Shema, to love Hashem b'chol levovcho. The Tana explains it. B'chol levovcho means b'shnei yitzrecho. Not going into that now. B'chol nafshecho, afilu noiteles nafshecho. U'b'chol ma'idecho. The Tana says, first pshat is b'chol ma'moincho. Alright, that's a separate discussion. What it means to love Hashem with all your money. Bottom line is, it means we appreciate whatever we have is from Hashem, it's not really ours. Therefore, we automatically want to do the rotzon Hashem with all our possessions. That's, by the way, B'chol Ma'idecho, the second Peshat the Tana says, which is really why he's bringing it in this Mishnah. He says like this, B'chol Mido U'mido Shu Ma'ide L'cho Heve Ma'ide Lo'ibim Oid Ma'oid. With every Mido U'mido, which means whether it's Mido Tova or the opposite, whatever kind of Mido Shu Ma'ide L'cho, which Hashem deals to you, gives to you, Heve Ma'ide Lo'ibim Oid Ma'oid. Thank him very, very much. So the Torah is mechayvus to do exactly what we've said, which means whatever comes our way in our daily life, whether it's something which to us seems good or something which to us seems the opposite of that, the Torah says, say thank you Hashem, whatever you do. In other words, be nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thought a certain thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought something different. There's a contest, as it were. My thoughts, Hashem's thoughts. My plan, Hashem's plan. It's not a contest. It's a no-brainer, as they say. Hashem for sure wins hands down because Hashem knows what's best for every single one of us at every single moment. In halacha, this halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. It's in all the poskim, rishonim, and acharonim. In Shulchan Aruch, siman reish chof beis erachaim. Sif Gimel Chayv Adam Lavorich Al Rok Bedas Shalema Uvenefesh Chafetza Gederch Shemavorich Besimcha LaTovo. Person is obliged to say a brocha happily and willingly for bad, so-called bad, in the same way as he does for good. Ki Hora LaOvdei Hashem Hisimchosom VeTovosom. Because when something so-called bad happens to people who are Oved Hashem, this is their simcha and their tovo. Since a person's makabel with love what Hashem has decreed on him, so it works out that when a person accepts this so-called ra which has come their way, and this is from Hashem, and they accept it besimcha, this is a chelik of avodas Hashem, which is a simcha for every yid to be oved Hashem. There's more in it in the Mishnah Berurah as well. You can have a look there, Reish Chof Beis, Sif Gimel, but we must move on. So far we've established that whatever happens, the highest and best way the Torah wants us to respond is to say thank you Hashem, whatever happens. Let's look now, what do we benefit from this? What do we get from this? So the first thing, obviously, we've just said it's a mitzvah asei deraisa. We're mekayim a deraisa of v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol ma'idecha. That's the first benefit, a mitzvah asei deraisa. The second benefit is there are many times Hashem wants to send us brachos, and maybe we're not zoicha. So therefore Hashem will send us this so-called nisoyon, and if we respond positively in the right way, Hashem is just waiting to shower us with more brachas because we have now become zeicher, become deserving of it. Rav Yigal Cohen gives a number of examples in his personal life to illustrate many of the points he speaks about, including this. He says, for example, there was a period of time in his life when he had severe headaches for half a year. Nobody could find out the reason. Nothing really helped. At the end of half a year of suffering, he finally came to the clear understanding in his mind and in his emotions, and he said, thank you, Hashem, for 6 months of bad headaches. He says, you can check in my diaries in my office. The following day, I got many phone calls and requests asking me to give more shiurim, which is for him the biggest pleasure in his life, the biggest reward he could have. And there are many other stories he tells in the same way. By the way, his base of medrash is in Bnei Brak, but he travels up and down the country, speaks to large crowds, 100 or more come to hear his shiurim. He's such a great speaker. So, the first point is, it's a mitzvah sasei deraisa. We've scored a great hit with that. The second point is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shower more brachos on us because we've shown we're zeicher, we're deserving. And the third point, and in a way it's the most powerful point, is as follows. If we've experienced a so-called negative event, and we react in a sort of normal human way, we get upset, we're miserable, we're not happy, okay, that's human, shall we call it. But if we respond in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to respond, and we say, thank you Hashem, and we understand what we mean, Hashem, you're in charge, you know best, To me, it doesn't look like it's a good event, but I'm mavatl, I'm nichna my das to you, because you know best. You're my loving Father who loves me more than anybody can ever love me. And you've given me this, therefore it must be for my good. So when I say thank you, Hashem, and I understand what I'm saying, I actually empower myself to feel good. I actually feel happy about what's happened. And I'll share with you a little personal event. It's a very trivial thing, but it perhaps just brings out the point. A number of months ago, I had arranged to go to Eretz Yisrael for a very, very short trip, very specific purpose. And I flew from Manchester Airport Sunday afternoon to Larnaca to pick up a connecting flight to Eretz Yisrael. And the first flight was very, very delayed. By the time it landed in Larnaca, the second flight had already left. Now, the normal reaction, had I not heard these shiurim, I probably would have said, how frustrating. These stupid airlines can't even be on time. They make me so late. Now I've got to spend the night in Larnaca Airport. What a place to spend the night. Haven't got a bed for the night. Haven't got enough food with me. All the things, negative things you can possibly think of. And then I've got to try and rebook a flight for the morning. What's going to be with my program for tomorrow morning? Forget all that. Thank you, Hashem. I had my plan. You've got your plan. Who wins? Obviously Hashem's plan is greater. Do I know why? I don't need to know why. It's not important. Maybe sometime I'll find out. Maybe I won't. That's not the point. If I understand truly Hashem is in charge, I can say thank you, Hashem, for keeping me here overnight. You know why I'm here. I don't know. I don't need to know. It doesn't matter. I trust you. I've suddenly got menuchas nefesh. No frustration. No aggravation. Everything is fine and calm. I'm okay. That's fine. And that's a little example, but it brings out this point, how we can apply it in our everyday lives. Let me just refer back a little bit now. We'll do it again in Mitzvah Shem later on. The title of today's shir, How to Overcome Challenges and Achieve True Simchas HaChaim. So perhaps we're already understanding at least a little bit that the key is in our hands, and it depends on our understanding of how Hashem interacts with us, and that everything, truly everything, that we experience is because Hashem loves us, and therefore we can afford to feel happy and good about it. Having explained that this applies to events which happen to us, such as the one I just quoted, or any other event, or what the Gemara says, somebody got upset by somebody else, whatever it is, we've established this point as an akudas ha-emes. It's absolute truth. There's no question about it. Once we know something is truth, we can then realize that we can extend it to every single aspect of whatever happens to a person throughout their life. Dahainu, many people think, I was born into such a family. If I would have been born into a different family, I could have been much better. I would have had other opportunities. If I would have had a different wife, if I had different children, I would have had a different upbringing. I would have different friends, different sviva. All these things a person might understandably think when they look back at their life. It's all a mistake. Because everything which happens to us in all our lives, in the entirety, is all bash kocha protis. Therefore, everything which Hashem has dealt us in our life is the absolute best for every single person. Wouldn't have been good for me to be somewhere else, otherwise Hashem would have put me somewhere else. He put me where I am because that's the best thing for me. For my tikkun haneshama, whatever that is, that's the best, truly best thing for me. And therefore Hashem put me into the family I grew up in, into the sviva I grew up in, into the school I grew up in, and so on. The MS of this is universal. Rav Yigal Cohen himself says he had a hard childhood. He grew up in a very rough neighborhood called Shchunat HaTikva in Tel Aviv. He says the normal thing there, if you needed something, poverty there was great. If you needed something, you just went to one of the nearby wealthy neighborhoods and you took what you needed and you brought it back. He said there was one guy there, every day he came with another horse. Don't know where he got them from, but this was the normal thing there. That's the neighborhood he grew up in as a young child. And he, as a young child, he was moved away from his family to Bnei Brak, which he found very hard. He found very hard, and it took him many years to come to terms with it, and he struggled in yeshiva for many years. He says the turning point in his life was when he was able to say, thank you, Hashem, for the difficult childhood you've given me. I don't understand it. I don't need to. You love me. You know what's best. Thank you, Hashem. And that was a turning point in his life. From then on, he began to steig in yeshiva, and he started to become the great Rav that he is now. He says, this is such an important point for so many people. People have suffered difficulties in their childhood, in their teens, words we don't like to use like abuse and so on, and they are real struggles. But if we could only understand and get the message across, whatever has happened, we can grow from it. We can become great from it. Rav Yigal Cohen himself says he never understood for many years why he had to have such a difficult childhood and why he had to suffer and be so upset. When he looks back later in life, he understands. Because he says, first of all, from our nisyonos, we can become great, we can grow. That's a different shir. And second of all, he says, from our experiences, we learn how to understand other people better. Their difficulties, our difficulties, help us understand other people's difficulties. And in his role as a Rav, reaching out to people, it's an essential quality to understand what other people might be going through. So when he looks back, he can truly say, thank you, Hashem, for all the difficulties I've had. And with that, he explains a posuk of David HaMelech in Tehillim in a beautiful way. It says, V'abotach ba'Hashem, chesed yesoiva venhu. He says, people tend to look back at difficulties and say, well, that's been very hard. Mi'etz Hashem, in the future, it will be better. He says, that's a mistake. He says, who's the true Boteach Hashem? The one who looks back and says, whatever happened to me in the past was also Chesed Hashem. It was also Hashem's love for me and also for my benefit, whether I understand it or not, is not the point. It's acceptance based on the simple points that we've said. We know Hashem loves us incredibly, Avo Rabo, Avas Olam, and we know whatever happened to us is only from Hashem, nothing by chance. Therefore, whatever happened to me in the past was for my absolute benefit, was Chesed Hashem. Whether I understood it then, whether I understood it now, makes no difference. It's Chesed Hashem. Therefore, true Boteach Hashem, Chesed Yisrael Venu, means he looks back and he says, it's all been Chesed Hashem, and in future, Mi'etz Hashem, it will continue to be Chesed Hashem. He's got Chesed surrounding him, he's got Chesed behind him, and Chesed in front of him. That's a true Boteach Hashem. Sometimes, later in life, we are zoche to see why something so-called bad happened, or why we grew up with difficulties, as we just mentioned. Rabbi Yigal Cohen himself said later in life, he could appreciate the hardships he had when he was younger. He saw how he grew and benefited from it. It's not machayev, it's not a chiyuv at all that we have to find out. Because after all, we are only human beings and we trust Hashem. But quite often we do. Some of you may know that I have an indirect association with Beis Sora Shnira in Berry New Road. My wife is Em Habayis. And we go with them every year with the second year of girls on what's called the Europe trip. It's been over 20 years now, B'lien Hara. It's a very successful trip. Gives tremendous chizuk to everybody concerned, especially including me. And having heard so much, listening to these shiurim, this chizuk in Emun and Bitochen, and the concept of thank you Hashem, whatever happens, I decided I wanted to give this over to the girls. So I said to Rabbi Malmsteen, the principal, I said, Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, I'd like to give a shir, and I'd be very grateful if you could come and listen as well. And Kachava, I gave the shir. Rabbi Malmsteen came. He was very impressed, very pleased. And the girls got the message that whatever happens, we say, thank you, Hashem, whatever happens. They got the message. That was Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, we had a beautiful Shabbos in a hotel which we took over in the mountains in Austria, beautiful place. Sunday morning, load up the coaches, two coaches, over 80 girls, 40 bidan hara on each coach. Everything loaded up, all the pekach and everything, ready to go, and boom, flat battery on one of the coaches. Coach less than a year old, a flat battery. So Rabbi Malmsteen's decided, while they're sorting it out, he'll give a shit. Everybody gets off the coach, Baruch Hashem's beautiful weather, sitting outside, most beautiful, spectacular scenery, shir outside, it was beautiful. I said to Rabbi Malmsteen, just before Rabbi Malmsteen starts, can I just say a couple of words to the girls? Fine. I said, girls, we had a plan. We got on the coach, we were ready to go, and suddenly, flat battery. What do we say? And Baruch Hashem, they all chimed out, thank you, Hashem. Baruch Hashem, they got the message. And I said, yes, that's great, I'm pleased you got the message, but let's remember, what do we mean by that? What we mean is, we had a plan, Hashem had a different plan. Whose plan is greater? Whose plan wins? Obviously Hashem's plan wins. That's what thank you Hashem means. That's what we mean by that. Now, there's a minor detail which maybe some people won't really understand, but when you're on a trip on a coach with a large group of young people, it's very important, and that's called the toilet on the coach. There's one chemical toilet, and you've got 40 girls on the coach, and you can imagine it doesn't take long till it's full, and once it's full it can't be used till it's been emptied and cleaned out properly, and you can't do that anywhere, and there are very few places you can do that. But about an hour away from where we stayed over Shabbos, we've been there many times, there is a depot where they service and look after coaches, and we've been there many times. You drive in, it's a machaya, they've got all the right facilities for cleaning out this part of the coach, this vital part, so you can carry on your journey refreshed. We turned up there, supposedly with the booking, it was locked. The booking that was so-called made apparently wasn't made. And just while we're there, a goyish coach driver turns up, somebody who's a regular customer, he's got the keys, he let us in, we could use all facilities, Baruch Hashem Machaya. If we'd left when we had intended to, we wouldn't have had that facility. Ashtikal Ashkocha Protis delivered straight away. Thank you Hashem for the delay, and then we saw the benefit of the delay, we got that facility. Alright? You have to be there to understand what it means. Okay. Another example, Rav Yigal Cohen himself says about himself, there was a period of time in his life, he was already married, and he became ill, and he was suffering from weakness and anxiety, and basically he was confined to bed for a year and a half. His daily program, he says, he would manage just about to get out of bed in the middle of the day, put on tefillin, maybe say a bissel to heal him, have a little bit to eat, and back to bed. Nobody was able to help him. At the end of a year and a half, he was able to say, thank you Hashem, I've been ill for a year and a half. I don't know why, I trust you, you love me, I know that. Thank you Hashem. He started to get better then, Baruch Hashem, and things improved. Years later, he says, when he's already a very successful and popular Magid Shir, and many people come and listen to him, and he says, any time he gets the slightest thought, Baruch Hashem, I'm a good speaker. Look, so many people enjoy my shiurim. He says to himself straight away, he says, Yigal, he says, forget it. If you think it's you, I will send you straight back to bed for another year and a half. He says, that year and a half of suffering, of weakness and anxiety in bed was the most powerful instruction for Anivus I could have had. And I'm so grateful to Hashem for teaching me that lesson, which is an ongoing lesson. And that's another example that he shows from his own life, an understanding after the event of how we gain from whatever Hashem does to us. I'd like to share, with all this in mind, a pshat that I think is very important and very powerful. In Parsha Shmini, we have the awesome, in its true sense, event of the Ptira of Nodav and Avihu, and the reaction of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. They died al Kiddush Hashem in the overkeenness to go Lifnai v'Lifnim with the Ketores, which they weren't told to do, and Hashem punished them on the spot. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, Bikrevaya Kodesh, he says, they are greater than us. So let's understand for a minute. Moshe Rabbeinu was not just trying to give some consolation to make him feel better, which wasn't true. If Moshe Rabbeinu said it, it's absolutely true. He meant it absolutely. They are greater than us. Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron was silent. So we understand it means he didn't complain. He accepted. This is the Gezer of Hashem. The problem is that straight after, Hashem speaks to Aaron directly, and Rashi tells us this was the reward, the schar, for Vayidam Aaron, that he didn't complain about what happened. Hashem spoke to him. Why is that a problem? I had the kasha, I'm sure lots of people did. Because we know Chazal tell us that Ein Hashchino Shoira Lo Mitoch Atzvus, etc., Elo Mitoch Simcha. If the Shchino comes to a person, he can't be in a state of Atzvus, has to be in a state of Simcha. It says Vayidam Aaron, which we understand he was quiet, he accepted it. We wouldn't call that simcha. How do you understand it? So I thought, what I thought is pshat. Baruch Hashem, I found it in a sefer, Rav Munk's sefer. I happened to open it and saw there. He explains, what does simcha mean? It means a menuchas hanefesh. It doesn't mean jumping up and down and laughing and dancing. That's an outward expression. True simcha is an inner thing. Menuchas hanefesh. I'm okay. I accept. I'm absolutely at peace with what has happened. That is true simcha. And that's the meaning, vayidam aron. He had a true simcha, an inner simcha, a menuchas hanefesh, and therefore he was zoiche to nevuah. There's one other question, though. It says vayidam aron. It doesn't say vayismach aron. So we understand through the koyach of Torah sheba al peh that although it says in the Torah sheba iksav vayidoim, really it means he had the inner simcha. Why doesn't the Torah say it? The answer would appear simple, because if he would appear to be besimcha at a time like that, nobody would understand. They think he's gone mad. He's just lost his two oldest sons in a most dramatic, tragic way, and he's looking happy. So legabe Hamoin Am, it's got to say Vayidom Aron. But we who are Zoicher to Tersha Ba'alpeh, we understand, what does it really mean? It means he had an inner simcha. And this is what it's all about. Whatever happens in our lives, now that is a high madrega of Aron, Vayidom Aron, meaning he had an inner menuchas hanefesh, but it still brings home the point, whatever happens in our life, we should also have this inner menuchas hanefesh, so we can truly say thank you Hashem whatever happens. So now in the last couple of minutes, let's just summarize the main points. First point is, whatever happens, whether it's good or seems otherwise, what's the response? Is we say thank you Hashem. And we understand when we say thank you Hashem, what we mean, that even something that appears bad, it's only because we don't see the reality, but we know in our heart of hearts, Hashem loves us more than we can realize, and Hashem is behind everything which happens to us, Hashgacha Pratis, and therefore whatever happens to me, I'm entitled, and it's correct to say thank you Hashem, and the Torah demands it of us. And through doing so, it gives us a koyach to change our lives from unhappy to happy, to overcome challenges, and Be'ezras Hashem to achieve true Simchas HaChaim, which is part of the title of today's shiur. Final point, hold on, Shop. Final point. We can't not make mention of the point. It's Chodesh Elul, Chodesh of Teshuvah. We know there's Teshuvah Meyiro and Teshuvah Me'avo. Rashi in Vayeschanan, on this Pasuk, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, says, serve Hashem from Avo, which is greater than Yiro, because a person serves through Yiro, sometimes it gets too difficult to walk away. But from Avo, you never walk away. You only love Hashem, whatever happens. We should all be zeiche to be oved Hashem, truly ba'ahava, and zeiche to kesiva chasima toiva.